it's almost like it opened these floodgates of incredible healing in my life. And from that time on, I was different.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. And once again, we're going through Father Fernandez's book called In Conversation with God, sharing with you what stood out to us and why. Today, Father Fernandez talks about the account of the gospel when the woman is caught in the very act of adultery. This woman is caught in the very act. That means she's in the bedroom with some guy. They barge in. They catch her. I don't know what happens to him. He gets away. But she's dragged through the streets. She knew the consequence of getting caught before she went into the bedroom to commit adultery. So that tells me that she is incredibly broken. If she's willing to risk her life to find a brief moment of comfort in another man's arms. So she's broken. And she's thirsting for love. Her heart is yearning for love. And she's settling for the imitation. She's settling for lust. And instead of her dreams being fulfilled, a nightmare breaks out upon her. She's caught. She's dragged to the streets. Men are picking up the stones, ready to stone her to death. She's thrown down in the midst of what she thinks is a mob, but she doesn't realize that who's there? Jesus. And I imagine her curled up in a fetal position, and they make her stand. And they say, "This woman." And they publicly shame her in front of everyone. With the stones in the hands, they turn to Jesus and say, "This woman should be stoned to death. What do you think?" They're trying to trick Jesus here. And Jesus, it's really interesting. Jesus is the most written about person in all of history. More songs have been written about Jesus than anyone else. More poems about Jesus than anyone else. Even more books have been written about Jesus than anyone else in history. In fact, the bestseller is all about him. And it's interesting that the most written about person of history, to our knowledge, has never written a single thing except in this moment. Here we have the author of life writing his first book. And he bends down and he chooses not a fancy manuscript, but dirt. And he starts writing in dirt. And then he says, "Whoever here is without sin, cast the first stone." And he continues to write in dirt. And I imagine as Jesus writes, one by one, these men look down at what Jesus is writing and then walk away. And I remember one person once speculating, what did Jesus write in the dirt that was so profound that would cause the people to drop the stones and walk away? Well, this is just a guess. Perhaps Jesus wrote the sins of the people holding the stones. They saw their guilt and walked away. And if that is true, friends, isn't it nice that God writes our sin in dirt instead of stone? Because with one breath, it's gone. And there Jesus is before the woman who's just been forgiven a death sentence. And what does he do? He says, "Go and sin no more." Do you think she ran back into the bedroom looking for the guy? I think that's inconceivable. Because when you encounter genuine love, it sets your heart free from the imitation. And she found the longing of her heart in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And this powerful event plays out again and again and again throughout the world. Where? In the confessional.
Every day, in every corner of the world, Jesus, through his ministers, the priests, continues to say, "I absolve you from your sins." It is in the moment at which, in response to the penitent, the Trinity becomes present in order to blot out sin and restore innocence. And the saving power of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus is also imparted to the penitent. God is always the one who is principally offended by sin, and God alone can forgive.
The sacrament of confession makes present to us the salvific power of Calvary through the ministry of the priesthood. So it's important to understand that the priest is not asking God to forgive us. It's not some sort of prayer of supplication. He is declaring in the person of Jesus Christ, "You are forgiven."
Few words have ever produced more joy in the world than the words of absolution, "I absolve you from your sins." St. Augustine affirms that the wonder they work is greater than the very creation of the world.
So you guys have been patient. You've been listening to me the whole time, and Janelle's just been sitting here.
It's okay. It's like the afternoon when we're recording this, and it's always hard for me to be like
really awake.
But I asked you if you could share something that's happened to you, your first experience mm-hmm. of an honest confession.
Yeah, I remember specifically I went to a youth conference. It's interesting because sometimes it's like you have to be removed from your ordinary way of doing something. Because up to this point, I'd been going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation at least 2 times a year. My parents would bring us kids. I'm from a family of 8. We would go to confession during Advent and during Lent for sure. And then sometimes we would go at other times, like if we went to a pilgrimage, a local pilgrimage or something. When I was in grade 11, I went on a youth conference and they had confessions available. And I just felt so convicted after hearing different talks about chastity and about living a life of holiness for Christ. And I went and I confessed some things that I just had never really confessed before. And I guess I hadn't ever picked up on the teaching that like, you can't really withhold things during confession. I think I was just keeping a lot from the priest all those years.
Were you aware that you were holding back in your confessions?
Yes, or else I was trying to justify my sin, maybe thinking it wasn't a sin. And so just like how the passage just said, there are very few words that ever produce more joy in the world. And so I went to confession, confessing everything, and I remember just, it's almost like it opened these floodgates of, you know, of incredible healing in my life. And from that time on, I was different.
So that moment was significant in your
faith. Oh, very significant. That whole weekend was very significant in my life.
So a simple question, friends, we're here in the time of Lent. Question, have you ever had an honest confession? Truly honest confession where you brought the skeletons out of the closet that you didn't hide or didn't try and justify. I know the first time that I had my first honest confession, it was also a truly transformative moment in my life. So that's our challenge to you as Easter's approaching. Have an honest confession. Mm-hmm. I have never known anyone who's had an honest confession and then said, I wish I would have not done that.
Right. No. And I think sometimes people are afraid. They think that the priest is going to scold them or, you know, just so you know, I've been attending confession for what, 33 years about probably. And I have never had a priest scold me in the confessional. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're feeling like if you don't have a parish, maybe you feel like you don't have a parish, you can go anywhere. You know, you don't have to be a part of a parish to go to confession at that church. Just go.
Any more thoughts?
Just go to confession.
That's it, friends. Share with us below what stood out to you and why. Pray the rosary with us right up there, and we'll see you tomorrow.